What's up, everybody? I got an unprecedented one for you today. I wasn't planning on doing this, but something came up, and I figured I'd take my little 20-minute drive here and hop on and speak on it for a moment. Hopefully it doesn't take the whole 20 minutes. This should be fairly quick. It's just a little question and discussion about motivation and taking action. Always talking about motivation, always talking about taking action. I'm going to combine the two real quick. And I'm going to start by asking you a question. And that is, you know, how many of you have ever woke up one day, had an immense amount of energy or feeling of passion or, you know, whatever it was towards accomplishing something in life, right? You woke up or, you know, something happened throughout the day and you're like, oh my God, I am going to do this now. I'm gonna make this a goal and I'm gonna start next week or next month or, oh my God, when November comes, I'm gonna do this. And you're just so pumped about it, so amped, that you feel like nothing could possibly stop you from accomplishing this. Or maybe you're like, okay, I'm gonna start, you know, this class, or I'm gonna start this project, or I'm gonna do this in however long time, right? There's a gap between doing it right now and doing it then, when you plan on doing it, okay? How many of you have done that? And then, when that time comes around, you either completely forgot about it, or you just don't have the motivation to actually follow through with it. You kind of just get caught up in life. You do something else. You're sidetracked. You're distracted. Or you just, again, simply don't have the motivation to do it. Right? Now, I can tell you from my own personal experience, like, this has happened. And this happens all the time, right? This just, especially with my life, like, it's so, I make it this way, but it's so hectic. Like, I'm always going from one thing to the next. I'm always getting distracted by the next big thing that I want to accomplish in life. And so by the time I get around to something, I'm already working on something else. Or, you know, I'm just so burnt out on everything else that I've been doing that it's really not that important anymore. Or it can wait another month, or it can wait another week, or whatever it is. And, you know, it's crazy because, like, how can we go from being so determined, so passionate about accomplishing something or doing something, and then when it comes time to doing it, we just don't, right? What happens to that motivation? Where does it go? And, you know, oftentimes it's, you use it, you know, we have this willpower and this drive, and, like, it's not an unlimited resource, right? Even those people that are extremely successful that put in countless hours of their day towards achieving what they've accomplished, like, there have probably been things in their life that they just didn't do, right? We get into priorities and things like that too, but, you know, there's usually, until you at least develop the level of discipline that it takes, right? But if you don't have that discipline, it's so easy to get caught up in this. So here's what happens, right? We have this motivation it's typically a limited supply of it at first, right? Unless we have some kind of accountability, we don't get any further than that. And I'm gonna discuss accountability here because it's a really big part of this. But so is taking initial action. And that's really what I want to talk about real quick. That's what this whole thing is really about. Is when these things happen, when you get this sudden desire, sudden urge to do something, to accomplish something, to set a goal, whatever it is, in the moment, when we have the most passion to do so, we have to find something to immediately attach ourselves to that is going to force us to continue down that path. Something immediate that is going to hold us accountable in the future, right? So if that is, I'm going to use my own profession in school as examples, right? If you have been sitting there thinking about hiring a coach or hiring a trainer or whatever it is, a life coach, a job coach, a career coach, whatever it is, if you've been contemplating this, right, you know, call somebody. Call one of those coaches, right? Set up a consultation. That doesn't mean that you have to hire this person. Set up a consultation, right? That is forcing you to take action, because when that time comes around, you're going to get on that phone call. You're going to get on that virtual session, right? And then it might, hopefully, it's going to re-spark that passion and put you into a place, into a mindset of where you're actually going to follow through with it. Or, you know, if you're thinking about going to school, you know, the big action to take is just sign up for it. Sign up for it. What's the worst that's going to happen, right? If you know that you fall into this habit, this cycle of being motivated and then losing it, just take action right then, right there, and hold yourself accountable to it, right? If you sign up for school, for a class, for a certification, whatever it is, you know, what's going to happen? You're just going to back out at the last minute? No. Most times, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to follow through with it because you signed up for it. You might have already even paid for it. And it's going to force you to take action on something that you know you are passionate about. Don't come up with an excuse later saying, well, it's really not that important. If it didn't emotionally charge you the way that it did initially, if you weren't so passionate about it at first, how can you say now that it wasn't important to you, right? It put a smile on your face. It made you happy. It made you excited. It gave you purpose. So you can't come back later on and come up with an excuse to not do it because you're afraid or you're unmotivated or whatever it is. No, you signed up. You paid for it. You're going to take that class and you're going to complete it, right? Do something. I don't care what it is. Pick up a book. Pick up the phone. Get online. Do whatever. I don't care. One step, one action. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be, you know, entirely that small. Whatever you do, though, you have to do something. Don't just think about it, because then it's going to come back up again and you're going to do the same thing. In that entire time that you've been thinking about it and putting it off, you could have been doing something proactive that has been getting you one step closer to accomplishing the thing that you were so passionate about, right? So whatever it is, it doesn't matter how minute or big it is, right? Take action, take a step towards that goal. Don't let shit get in your way. Don't start coming up with excuses. Do something right now. And that's the topic. That's what I wanted to get on here and talk about, because it hits something. And, you know, this is a key. This is a key factor in being successful in whatever area you're pursuing, right? It's taking action, right? Dreams don't mean anything until you start taking action. So that's what I got for you. Go do something like that, right? There is something that I just said that sparked something in your mind. You're like, oh my God, I put that off for so long and I just never got around to it. Whatever that is, do something about it right now, because I'm done. I'm getting off of here. It's time to take action in your own life. I'll talk to you guys soon. Keep an ear out. I got another one coming out tonight. It's going to be a long one. So I will talk to you guys then. Take it easy.